Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another week of Astro Consciousness. I am here to give you your weekly forecast for April 4th through April 10th. So for those of you who have already listened to mine and Sushila's Astro Tarot forecast for the month of April, you will have noticed that I mentioned, and simply just by reading the aspects and the alignments of the month, that Mercury is extremely, extremely busy this month, the month of April. And so it begins off with this first week. What happens when Mercury is active? When Mercury is active, we feel it very much internally and on a personal level. So this is our minds just kind of going 1,000 miles an hour, us feeling like we can't stop thinking about 10 things at a time. We have a lot of plates in the air. So it becomes a little more difficult to get focused, to become present, to be mindful. So just keep that in mind. Again, this isn't to predispose yourself or to anything like that. Just understand that if you know that that's the energy at our disposal, okay, maybe I need to get up a few minutes earlier to do my morning meditation. Instead of doing it for 5 minutes, maybe I can aim to do it for 10 minutes. Maybe I need to set my alarm in the middle of the day and at the end of the day to do a few mindful breathing exercises. Maybe I need to ask my therapist or a coach what I can do to become present and much more mindful. So this is how we work with the energy, right? We know what is the potential of what's coming. And how do we intentionally work with it, all right? Instead of just saying, oh my God, I'm just going to be losing it all day, every day. Remember, we still have free will. We are not simply at the mercy of the energy. We have all the freedom to work with it, okay? So now that we know that, understand that this week, let me just get into the week and you'll see what I mean about Mercury. So we begin the week off Monday, April 4th with a moon in Taurus, okay? I love when the weeks start with the Earth moon because it helps us feel a little more grounded. With all of this mercurial energy in the air, we are much more willing to say, okay, what can I really focus on right now? What do I really want to focus on today and right now? The moon in Taurus, Taurus energy is the energy that teaches us that if we love something, great, we should do it. And if we don't love it, then we shouldn't. It's a fixed sign. Fixed signs have the ability to teach the rest of us how to do that. It's kind of like a full body yes, otherwise it's a hell no. Now, I understand that for some of us, it is very difficult to function under those terms. I'm a Libra rising here, so I'm constantly weighing the pros and cons, sometimes to my own detriment. It's something that I have to work on intentionally, almost always. So I don't get into analysis paralysis mode, but the fixed signs tell us that. The fixed signs show us that there is something to being so in tuned with ourselves that we understand what we want to give our time, energy, and effort to, and what we don't, and that it's okay to say no. So, considering that Monday is a day in which we start that, it's a great day to set intentions for the week. What do I really want to focus on this week? What don't I? What do I need to delegate? Who do I need to give this to? Instead of, you know, silly example, pressing my own clothes, why don't I take it to the cleaners? Like, you know what I mean? It's a silly example, but this is what I mean. Anything that we can outsource, why not? Why not? We don't have to do it all ourselves. Okay. For a long time, and I don't mean to digress, but I'll give you this example. For a long, 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 long time, I really resisted getting my laundry, like fluff and fold services, right, at the laundromat, because it was like, no, I'm an adult, I can do my own laundry, okay, I can do it, like there's no reason why I shouldn't do my own laundry, I'm perfectly able, and blah, 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 right? And then one day I realized, you know what, I just don't really feel like doing it. it's a lot of time that I can be doing other things. And this was a time in which I was really busy with my work and I wanted to spend more time at home and all of these other things. And I realized the only thing keeping me from using a fluff and fold service is my own constructs around it, my own shame, you know, that comes from a lot of other things. I'm not going to get into that now, around asking for help. Okay, so I give you that silly example because a lot of times we don't really know how to delegate. Not that we don't know what, but we don't know how. Okay, thank goodness I have a Taurus partner who very much is okay with outsourcing things that he really doesn't want to do. As long as he's able to financially afford it, why not? And so that's something that I've learned for myself. And you know what? I love it. Do I do it all the time? No, because I still have to work through some things. but I understand. This is what I'm saying at the core of it. I understand what it's like to not even know how to do that. Okay. And it can be as something as simple as laundry. So think about that. Think about this week, what you genuinely want to focus on, and what you just don't. See how you can help. See how you can ask for help from outside sources. Okay. Now, another reason why we want to keep that in mind is that we start the week off with Mars and Saturn coming together in the sign of Aquarius. We call this a conjunction. Mars represents action. Saturn represents discipline, commitment, and steadiness over time for our well-being in the long run. Anytime that Mars and Saturn come together, regardless of the aspect, whether it's a conjunction, a trine, an opposition, whatever it is, I like to call this connection of energies, we're running a marathon, not a sprint. This is what I think about anytime Mars and Saturn come together. We're running a marathon, not a sprint. Why? Because Mars wants to sprint. Mars wants to do today, right now, if possible, yesterday. I want the things done. Saturn is saying, okay, you want the things done, but you need to make sure that the things are done correctly. You want to be mindful. You want to be present in the process. You want to make sure that you master the process of whatever it is that you're doing. And Mars is like, mastering? No, we just got to get it done. On to the next. Now, because of these energetic forces, Saturn will always win. Okay. Saturn is a much stronger, much more mature, developed energy in the zodiac. And Mars, I don't want to compare these two in hierarchical terms. It's not that one is better than the other. It's just that they each serve their purpose. And over time, the purpose of Saturn will always win. Whenever we have significant Saturn transits in our personal lives, they really tend to transform us in a way, in a very fundamental way. We become very clear about what our priorities are. Whenever we have a significant Mars transit, it tends to activate certain things. It tends to make us act, right? It helps to take action in something. But in order for that thing that we're starting, in order for that action that we're taking to sustain over time, Mars energy alone is not enough, okay? So this is what I mean by saying that Saturn, especially when it comes to Mars, or really Saturn and most planets, Saturn will always win. And so the notion of Saturn, right? Making sure you put in your 10,000 hours, the essence of mastery, committing over a long period of time to something, keeping promises to self, creating healthy boundaries, all of these things that in essence require that we commit, really, the essence is commitment. And so when we commit to something over a long period of time, a lot of things become very clear to us. Our priorities become clear. So this is an energy that is brand new. Monday, April 4th is when this aspect perfects, but this is energy that we have already been feeling for at least a week. at least since March 28th. And it is energy that we will continue feeling the first 2 weeks of April. So what do we do with it? Well, let's consider the bigger context. We are smack in the middle of brand new moon energy. The new moon in Aries opened up the energetic window to eclipse season because we will experience the first eclipse of the season at the end of April. And we are headed towards a Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces on April 12th, which is about aligning with what is meant for us. It is an incredibly karmic month. It is a month, April and May are months in which we will look back and think, that is when my priorities became very clear. So today's aspect, and really this week and next, it's all about the actions that I'm taking need to be intentional with what is for my well-being in the long run. Plain and simple. So understand that if certain things aren't moving quickly, understand that they're just moving at their divine pace. Really, they are. We are not, especially as we embark on a new part of our lives, a new chapter, which it is. A lot of us have been feeling this turning of a page. It's important that we're clear. If we're starting something new under this really powerful new energy that is asking us to leave a lot of things behind, is asking us to leave a part of us behind that no longer serves us, why would we want to rush into that? Saturn is really a blessing here, taking things one step at a time, one day at a time, to make sure that we are creating building blocks, solid building blocks, so that later on, we don't just slip through the cracks of our own doing, okay? Now, if this has to do with creating new routines, setting new healthy boundaries. So for instance, workout routines, you need someone to help you with your eating. So you hire a nutritional coach or, you hire a personal trainer. So anything that requires our consistency, and especially in our external world, especially when it has to do with us doing something physically because of Mars, really great week to begin doing this. Really, really great week to set the intention that will allow us to do it at the very least consistently for a month. And then after that, it just becomes a part of our natural routine. Okay, so be mindful of that. Tuesday, April 5th, Venus enters Pisces and it will remain there till May 2nd. Considering everything that is happening this month, which is a lot of heavy energy, and I don't mean heavy in a bad way. I mean, it's energy that is transformational, is energy that, again, aligns us with what is meant for us. Therefore, a lot of things may feel like they are not in our control. Venus in Pisces brings in a softness that we very much need. Venus is the planet of relationships. Pisces is the planet, is the sign of creativity, a spiritual practice, connecting with the divine self. So with that, Venus being with us this entire month reminds us that when we cultivate a relationship with our divine being, with our essence, when we cultivate a relationship with a spiritual practice, it reminds us that we are not alone on our path, that we are always sustained, that we are always supported and guided. This is a great month for creatives, okay? If you work for yourself, if you work on social media, if you have your own business in any capacity, lean into Venus and Pisces. Get in touch with your creativity. Even though we're in Aries season, there's still heavy, heavy emphasis on Pisces energy. And this is about getting in touch with the most profound parts of ourselves in order to create something beautiful from that, okay? Committing to a spiritual practice is going to be really important. So let's say that you're not good at meditating, you don't do yoga, you don't really do, sound baths or anything like that, okay? A spiritual practice is simply being present for a sustained amount of time. And I say sustained amount of time, I mean, ideally, we should be present at all times, but we're human beings and we're not. So If you're doing the dishes, if you're cleaning, if you're going for a walk, be present in that moment. So if doing the dishes takes you, 15 minutes, try to just be present in that moment. If you go for a walk, whether it's on your lunch break or you're just at any time that you're deciding to take any kind of break and you take, 20, 30 minute walk, be mindful, be present in that walk. If you did want to really hone in on more practices and actually want to meditate, I highly suggest it. Truly. Again, it doesn't have to just be sitting. It can be, I love walking meditations, especially when I'm able to be with myself, by myself. Really great energy for that, especially this month. I think we're going to need it. Again, not because of anything awful, but because there's so much Pisces energy in the air. There's so much energy of opening something new up in our lives that it might feel overwhelming at times. And so how do we come back to ourselves? How do we remind our nervous system that it is okay to step into a new part of our lives, to make certain decisions that are for our well-being in the long run? How do we talk and walk ourselves through such a significant time? Look, whatever it is that you're feeling right now, please don't underestimate it. Please don't brush it off. Our bodies are really going through it right now. Our nervous system, our intuition, our senses are really picking up on this shift in energy. And if our minds try to say, no, business as usual, it's just another Tuesday, be mindful. That's not what's happening here. We are really feeling to our core an energetic shift unlike one in a long, long time. And yes, over the last 2 years, we experienced an energetic shift, but notice that for better or for worse, we were guided through the last 2 years of the energetic transformation that we endured. So whether it was because we were told to stay home, we were told to wear masks, we were told when to come out, we were told where to go, when to go, how to do it, when we were allowed to, there was some direction. Okay, there was still some direction. It's like there were very clear boundaries about what we could and couldn't do that in some way helped us adjust. Okay, I am not giving you my opinion about this at all. That's not what this is for. But this is just so that you understand that those boundaries actually helped our nervous system ease into something that was very difficult. Whether you agree with it or not, it's irrelevant for the point that I'm trying to make, because it's not about that. Now that we're entering new territory, the world is opening up. We don't have as much guidance from an outer authority, which in a way can be great, right? But what do we do with that? This is what Saturn and Mars remind us of, that we get to be our own authority. But when we go from receiving all of our directions and all of our instructions from an outside authority to saying, oh, you're left to your own devices again, figure it out. How do we? Venus in Pisces can remind us of creating that relationship within ourselves that reminds us that we have wisdom that can guide that. Okay. So I hope that made sense. Venus in Pisces will also represent creating a relationship with our desires and honoring them, showing up for ourselves through love, kindness, and compassion, okay? Now, Wednesday, April 6th, the moon enters the sign of Gemini. Now, remember what I said at the beginning. Mercury is extremely busy the whole month, but it's very busy this week. So the moon also transiting the sign of Gemini. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. There is going to be a lot of information in the air. We're going to be talking a lot. We're going to be crossing a lot of emails, having a lot of meetings, talking to a lot of people, lots of communication, negotiations, agreements, ideas, all of the things, which is why you want to be much more mindful and present and have those practices that that ground you, okay? Anything that grounds you is going to be extremely helpful this week. That moon in Gemini on Wednesday is going to trine that Saturn and Mars conjunction that I talked about that is active, that perfects on Monday, but it's, remember, it's been active, it's active all week, it's active all next week. So we're moving forward, but we want to make sure that we're moving forward slowly. Gemini is very similar energy to that Mars energy that just wants to fly by. There's no grounding in it, okay? So don't get lost in your thoughts. Don't get lost in the worst case scenario. Don't get lost in analysis paralysis. Ground yourself. What is the most practical way that I can be intentional today with what matters to me? And if what I feel is a lot, again, how do I outsource? Do I need to send my laundry to Fold and Fluff, okay? Let's make sure that we have all of the information that we need before we make a decision. And what I mean by this is not, you're not just gaining information for the sake of gaining information. What I mean is, after you have read, let's say that you're, I don't know, an example, you're coming to an agreement with someone, you're both signing contracts. Have you read the contract thoroughly? How does it sit in your body? Because remember, this is not just all cerebral decisions. We're beginning to bring our body and our souls into the decisions that we make. How does this information sit in your body? Does it feel like a peaceful and calm decision? Or are you coming from a place of anxiety, of a place where you're not sure? Do you need a little more time? Allow yourself to make decisions from this space and allow yourself to say, I need more time. You're allowed to say that, okay? The same way we are allowed to outsource our laundry, we are allowed to outsource or to take our time to make decisions from a calm and peaceful place within. That which is meant for you will not pass you. You don't need to rush anything, okay? Thursday, April 7th, Mercury in Aries creates a sextile to Saturn in Uranus. So this is a great day for presentations, for brainstorming, for interviews, because Mercury in Aries is really good at speaking of the self. Aries represents the I. Mercury is about communication, cognitive thought. This is what I do. This is what I bring to the table. These are my qualifications. And in connection to Saturn in Aquarius, you want to be mindful that you're not, you know, inflating anything. You want to be truthful. And why wouldn't you be, right? Again, you don't have to lie about anything. You're, whatever it is that is meant for you, you're aligned with already. So show up as yourself. That is what Aries is reminding us of. It's okay for us to be ourselves. So the connection to Saturn in Aquarius is about coming from a place of integrity, coming from a place of conviction, and just speaking from a place of authority, and not because you're better or higher than anyone, but because you're speaking from a place of authority of, this is what I know of myself. This is what I know I can contribute. So great day for interviews. And look, again, this energy mostly active Tuesday through Friday, which is fine. So just the whole week is really great for that, okay? Mercury in Aries, so we want to be mindful too, because Mercury in Aries has no filter. It wants everything done yesterday. It's very much energy of putting your foot in your mouth. So be careful with your words. Don't be harsh. Don't be mean. Don't, you know, I think I've said this before, and it was because there was another harsh aspect to Mercury. This was a couple of months ago. Look, you don't need to be the one who tells people their truths, and, you know, don't think that being brutally honest to someone is doing them a favor. It's not. You're not being helpful. And if someone comes at you with that attitude, understand that it's okay to tell them you're not being helpful right now. If you have something to tell me, let's pick a time in which we're both cooled off and we're able to receive one another. I have such a pet peeve with quote unquote brutal honesty, because it doesn't come from a place of love. It comes from a place where you're speaking at someone and it's just not kind. Okay. Be mindful of that. On Thursday, April 7th, Mars in Aquarius also squares the North and South Node. So, look, the nodes are karmic points. We are in eclipse season. North Node in Taurus, how do I aim towards living a life that is of integrity, that is according to my value system, in which I feel like I am, like I'm living from a place of alignment because I know my worth. And look, when I say to know our worth, this doesn't mean, this doesn't just apply to like a salary negotiation. No, that's almost like the last thing. Yes, does it imply that? Absolutely. But that's almost the last thing I think about. When I talk about living a life and knowing your worth, I come from a space in which I understand that we've been conditioned to live our lives in accordance to what a greater system thinks a life of worthiness looks like. Okay? So, here's the perfect example. There's this reel going around on Instagram, and it talks about like, I don't want to live a fast-paced life. I don't want to hustle. And I'm paraphrasing here. I don't want to live a fast-paced life. I don't want to hustle. I want to live a slow life. I want to live a life that feels true to me. I want to enjoy the small moments in my life. Something like that, okay? This is what the North Node in Taurus is telling us, that we are allowed to live the life that we envision for ourselves and that we are allowed to define what success means to us. The thing is that our human minds have to recognize that we are worthy of that. Innately we are, our soul knows we are, but our mind has to catch up. And when we experience eclipses are really such powerful energies that are meant to align us, are meant to align our human mind with what our soul already knows, okay? So the South Node in Scorpio, because Scorpio is the depth psychology sign of the zodiac, because it digs deeply, it looks at the thing behind the thing behind the thing within us, especially. The South Node in Scorpio is about us looking at the thing behind the thing, at the narrative behind the narrative, at the starting point behind all of the narratives, and seeing that and saying, holy shit, this is where it stems from. This is what I have to let go of. And because it's Scorpio, fixed sign, and because it's the South Node, which represent traits that come to us very easily, it is very difficult to let go of them, which is why we think we need eclipses in these signs, because this is when divine intervention takes place. Some things are removed from our lives that we feel we're not ready to let go of yet, but especially when it happens during eclipse season, it means that it's time. So I'm saying all of that to say that on Thursday, when Mars, the planet of action, creates a T-square to the North and South Node, the cosmos are asking us to be intentional about our actions. Here's what I will say about that. This is why it matters that we are mindful on a daily basis, because it keeps us from thinking too much of the future, especially during eclipse season. During eclipse season, it is better that we get out of our own way and that we allow the energy in the air to align us with what is meant for us. Does this mean we don't take action? Does this mean we don't, answer to our responsibilities? Not at all. We do. But be mindful of future tripping and understand that a lot of the decisions that we make right now represent irrevocable and final decisions, okay? So, on the one hand, if this has to do with a relationship, if this has to do with the dynamic in a relationship, this is you two or whomever is involved in that dynamic saying, okay, this is how we've been functioning for the last, 20, 15, 10, 5 years. We cannot do that anymore. And we're not having this conversation again. Boom, done. We're acting differently. Our actions are coming from a different place. We're being intentional and understanding that if we do not honor that promise, especially when it has to do with relationships, I feel that this has a lot to do with relationships, then it's just not going to work. We are in that space. Okay, we are in that space where we're genuinely wanting to be aligned with what is meant for us. And a lot of people have very little patience right now to accept anything other than that. I think we're all aching to feel a sense of groundedness because of this anticipation of something coming. Don't worry about it. Be present. Whatever is going to unfold is going to unfold. But understand that when it comes to this, we want to be mindful of the decisions we make, especially in relationships. Okay? Friday, April 8th, Mercury in Aries creates a sextile to Mars. Really be careful with your words, please. This is, look, sextiles, this is so funny. Sextiles are described in the zodiac or in astrology as quote unquote positive aspects. And I'm not saying that they're not. I think any aspect can be positive, even the quote unquote harsh aspects, because of a lot of things that I don't want to get into right now so I don't confuse you. My point with this is that a sextile is positive in that it kind of gives us the energy on a silver platter. It's there for us, but it's up to us how we use it. Remember, energy is neutral until we decide how to exercise it, okay? So Mercury and Aries, sextile, Mars in Aquarius, on the one hand, a great energy for brainstorming, working in community, setting up a plan. Hey, I have this idea, this really big idea. Why don't we come together and begin like just throwing ideas out there to see what can come out of this in the long run? Great energy for that, okay? On the other hand, because this energy is just given to us, it's just there for the taking, because Mercury in Aries doesn't have a filter, there's not much forethought before speaking, there's rarely, or it's very difficult for there to be a pause upon stimulus. Be mindful of your words, okay? Mars in Aquarius is very detached energy. It's like taking action and saying, well, yeah, of course, it's like taking action and saying, well, yeah, this makes sense. It's like someone breaking up with us and them saying, well, it's just no longer working, so I'm going to go. That's it. With no with no sense of remorse or, you know, no holding of space for heavy emotions. It's just, it's not working. I have to go. That's it. And I don't know about you, but I have had breakups like that. Very cold. Very harsh. They have broken my heart, and that's not very nice. That's not very kind. So I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen. I'm just trying to give you an example of the energy. It's very detached energy. Both Aries and Aquarius are very detached energies. When Mercury and Mars are involved, this is about saying things very quickly and not being very mindful of how we're going to make others feel, including ourselves. So be mindful of the internal narrative, okay? There is a dynamic. Understand that there is a dynamic that has to change within or outside of us in order to really move forward with this energy. This is another point. So Mercury in Aries, sextile, Mars in Aquarius is really about coming to the understanding of that, okay? Saturday, April 9th. The moon is in Cancer. So when the moon transits Cancer, we want to be at home. We want to be with people we love. We want to feel in any space that feels like home, whether it is at home or outside. We want to be with people that feel like family, whether it's actual family or not. So really great weekend for that. Now, the moon is going to create an in conjunction to Saturn and Mars in Aquarius. So remember, Saturn and Mars coming together in Aquarius, we're running a marathon, not a sprint. So this might test our patience. But the moon there, this can also represent, we know we have to move in a different direction. We know we have to move forward. Another silly example, okay? Let's say that you know you have to set up a new workout routine, okay? You get to Saturday and you realize, I really did not start that workout routine. And this isn't about weight loss. This isn't about anything like that. I know that I need to go back to the gym because when I don't go to the gym, my body starts to ache a lot. Parts that didn't ache before start to ache. Weight training helps me because it makes my muscles strong and therefore my body doesn't ache. Okay. Now, I know that in order for me to relieve that pain from my body, I need to commit to consistent action over time. That's Mars and Saturn in Aquarius. The moon in Cancer is saying, ugh, but I really don't want to. I really just want to remain the same. And this feels safe. This feels nice. I really don't like going to the gym. All of the things, right? That's an in conjunction. Understanding what you need to do and this very strong part of you not wanting to do it. I'm giving you silly examples. Please apply these themes to how they may apply to your life. Understand that crawling back into the comfort zone won't be helpful. You have to be honest about what you know you need to commit to. And the weekend is a great time to really think about that if you haven't throughout the week. This isn't about putting ridiculous pressure on yourself. If you genuinely don't know where to begin, ask for help. Okay? Now, Sunday. Please be mindful with your words again. Just be kind. Be kind with your words. We have Mercury and Aries creating a square to Pluto in Capricorn. Back in January, we had a similar aspect. Obviously, Mercury wasn't in Aries. I cannot remember the exact aspect, but that's okay. Mercury in Aries creates a 90-degree angle to Pluto in Capricorn. Now, a square is a 90-degree angle. This is what I was talking about with the aspects a little bit ago, that some aspects are considered good, others are considered bad. I don't like to look at it that way. I think a square can be good because squares tend to catalyze action. So if you have, this is an aspect for a difficult conversation, but because Aries is so reactive and Pluto is a higher octave of Aries, which can be, this can represent having a heated discussion with someone who knows you very intimately well and just them saying the right thing that just takes your breath away and not in a good way. It just pushes the buttons in a way that no one else knows how. That's what this aspect is, okay? So if you have a healthy relationship with someone that you have an intimate relationship with, this is a really great day to put all your cards on the table and say the things that need to be said, okay? With respect, with boundaries, but these are kind of harsh truths. And again, they don't have to come out harshly. These are just truths that need to be said and dealt with, okay? If you know that's not the interaction you have with someone, but there are truths that need to be told, I highly, highly suggest that you wait for another day next week, okay? Now, because of this aspect, you want to be mindful of reactivity, harsh words, and rush decisions. I think that this conversation might just happen because of reactivity, okay? So if that is what happens to you, remain grounded. Try to receive the other where they're at, meet them where they're at. Understand that you don't have to react to their reactivity because that's not going to get anyone anywhere. So later on Sunday, Mercury enters Taurus and remains there till April 29th. Whatever things we say, if we put our foot in our mouth, we're going to deal with the consequences as the month goes on. Remember, a lot of the things that we're saying is things we can't take back. I've been there. I've done that. And I've had it done to me. There are things that I've said that have been so harsh that I'm like, shit, like I shouldn't have. That was uncalled for. Should have not said that. So mean, so hurtful, not cool. That's what this aspect can represent. So just be mindful. Okay. I hope you have a lovely week. I hope this is helpful, and I'll talk to you next week.